100.7 The Tiger, Off the Record with Brittany and Abby. We are still hanging out in Nashville for Sharla McCoy's Music Row Live Fanfare event. I know that's a mouthful, but there's a lot going on because it is CMA Fest Week, and it's been a lot of fun so far.
Yeah, and walking up right now is Kip Moore, and I'm super excited to talk to Kip because I have not seen him in person in like 10 years. He came to the radio station while I was an intern like 10 years ago, so I'm really excited about this one.
So we are big fans of yours.
Okay.
Your current single that's out right now is amazing.
Thank you.
So
I appreciate
just wanted
that.
To
thank
like
you. Thank you.
Tell
thank
you that. Yeah. So what's been going on lately?
I just got back from a really long international run. I think 20 shows over, you know, we were in Africa, Australia, New Zealand, Germany, Amsterdam, Scotland, Ireland, the UK. I mean, we were just kind
of
all over.
Yeah.
So we're just about to start our U.S. leg this week.
Where was the best place you went?
There's
some cool places. Yeah,
there's some incredible places. And it's just really hard to, there's so many different elements to each place. Mm-hmm. Australia's got the best coffee I've ever tried in my whole life.
Really?
The food scene is so, so good. I love, and all these crowds are, our overseas thing, there's just a resonating with these records in a different kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very cerebral crowd. So I think there's an appreciation for your songs like Payin' Hard and Mickey's Bar and these things that are, you know. It's not that they don't. Your Drunk on a Boat songs don't really
resonate.
They don't go as well over there.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not saying anybody's song. I'm just saying
those kind
of topics aren't as.
Yeah.
It's more life
that
topics for those crowds of what's actually going on internally, kind of thing. But man, they are on fire over there. But South Africa was pretty special for a lot of reasons. But it was my first safari.
We went on a safari.
Oh man, it was great, and they took us to all these wine vineyards, which I love wine. So
me
it was
too.
Us too.
And it was like, you know, it's bottles of wine that in the States are $100, and you're drinking them for $5 there. Like
that
everything is
cool.
So cheap, so you can imagine how much red wine I took down.
I love that for you.
Yeah.
So I actually met you for the first time. It was probably, oh my gosh, almost 10 years ago.
Okay.
You stopped by 100.7 The Tiger. You're doing like a little radio tour. What have you learned within this past 10 years, I guess you could say? Like, what is something that you're like, okay, I will not go back to doing that?
Wow.
Yeah.
I could be here for 10 hours.
Can you?
About that. Yeah, there's just so much, so much. A lot of beautiful things I've learned. A lot of, you know, it's such a loaded question in so many ways. You know, you learn how to be a professional. You learn how to put your feelings and emotions aside, which, you know,
that's hard to do.
We're in a very different time now where that's almost not as encouraged, but I've always been that way is, you know, put that aside and get the job done kind of thing, you know, because, you know, you really get beaten up when you're traveling every day and you're really not in a good headspace a lot of times. And
emotionally, physically, all of it.
All of it. But you learn that, you know, you gotta be on your game. And these people have been waiting weeks and months and years to see you do the thing. So it's, I would say that, you know, you really, I've learned too, to be present. I feel like my first 4 or 5 years, I don't remember anything. It's a complete blackout for me because it was so overwhelming. And I was averaging anywhere from 175 to 200 shows a year at that time.
Oh my God.
So I was on the road probably 250 days a year or more.
Yeah.
I don't remember anything. And I was always just thinking about the building blocks and how to keep the circus moving and knowing that it was on me to write the songs and these things. And now I've been able to find a lot more peace and I've learned how to slow it all down and be present and enjoy all the fruits that are actually right in front of you the whole time.
That's
you can
amazing.
Tell that just speaking with you, that you definitely are just, I guess, more slowing down, taking it all in.
Very humble, very professional, very...
When the first time around, I was ready to flip this table over. Like,
no, but it was...
I'm teasing.
This was like 10 years ago.
I'm teasing. So. Yeah.
We love it. We love it. Well, we don't want to take up too much more of your time, but we do have a game that we're playing with all of our artists called Burning Questions. Yeah. And they are burning a little questions. Burning, so that's your warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just...
Have you ever sent a nude? This is honest. I never have.
Really?
Good for you.
No, I've never sent a nude.
Good for you. Can't relate.
There might be. I've had pictures of me surfing or rock climbing with no shirt on.
Yeah.
But like, there's no. But no below the belt pics.
Right.
No below the belt pics are out there anywhere. What else we got?
I didn't know.
I didn't know if it was like a.
Answer as many as you want.
Yeah.
Do I have a weird fetish? Man, you guys, man, this is early. This is early for this stuff.
Yeah. You have your coffee. You're good, right?
Weird fetish. Not off the top of my head. Yeah. No. I mean, that doesn't mean that. Yeah, because I think that question is implying more of something that's just really bizarre.
Yeah.
I don't think I have like bizarre stuff. Okay. But. But yeah, nothing bizarre.
Not into like feet, like furry.
For those of you listening, he just made kind of a face.
I don't understand the whole like.
All pretty normal.
I've heard people like collect socks and feet and like, I can't wrap my head around.
There's a market for feet pics.
Yeah.
I'm not your thing.
There will never be a toe in my mouth. Ever. It's not happening.
Me neither.
I don't want mine in anybody's.
Agreed. I'm with you.
Heard. Yeah. Well, thank you
so much for talking to us.
Take a shot glass.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
As a souvenir.
I'll do it.
100.7 The Tiger.